Dr. Laura Faunus, Assistant Medical Director, Rady Children's Institute for Genomic Medicine, specializing in pediatric hematology, oncology, and infectious disease, brings his talent to our conversation today. Today, a recent pilot program called Project Baby Bear. Let's talk about it. What's the project? And good morning to you, Dr. Faunus.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. So Project Baby Bear was a California state-funded initiative where we took $2 million to deploy rapid whole genome sequencing for children in the intensive care under 1 year old who didn't have a clear diagnosis as to why they were sick. And we were able to show better outcomes for the kids and a saving of healthcare costs. So we actually saved more money than we spent on the project.
Yes. To what do you attribute this successful pilot program?
So it's really about being able to give children the most specific care that they need. Often children, it's not clear exactly why they are sick. And so to be able to go in and look at the whole instruction manual for making a person, the whole genetic code, often we can find errors in that and then go in and give specific medicines or treatments which can help these children have a better outcome.
Yes. Can you educate us a bit more to rapid whole genome sequencing for critically ill babies?
Sure. So the genome is all the DNA content you have in your body. So it's really the instruction manual to be able to make a person. And what we do is we analyze that rapidly in less than 2 days. So it used to take weeks to months to be able to get that analysis. And now we can turn it around and come up with an answer very quickly to really give this most comprehensive test for sick children to help guide their care in an amount of time where we can change the outcome.
Yes, hence major benefits of rapid whole genome sequencing for critically ill. Can you expand this to not only infants, but to people in general?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of potential to change healthcare for everybody right now. We're starting with infants because we can really model the outcomes easiest in those kids. It becomes more complicated as the patients become older. But this is going to be the standard of care in medicine as we move forward.
Talking about a very important pilot program, Project Baby Bear. Dr. Faunus, why the name Project Baby Bear?
It was named Project Baby Bear because the bear is the California state animal.
Okay.
And we're focused on infants. So a similar project is actually being set up in Michigan right now, which is called Project Baby Deer.
Well, I guess that is basically appropriate. What is important? What is our take-home message from this? How does it affect us here, me here in Michigan?
So I think the take-home message is there are a few times in medicine where you get a chance to really improve outcomes and save money at the same time. Normally, it costs more money to give better outcomes, but we've been able to show that even though this type of testing looks expensive initially, by being able to give more specific direct care, you actually end up saving money in the long run. So it's not something for just academic centers or for a specific subset of patients. It's something that we can afford to do and that we should do.
And how are things at Rady Children's Institute in these times?
Things are good. You know, I think COVID's a little strange for everybody with we're all working from home, but we're continuing to make great progress, and we're continuing to do all our work. All of our reports and the information on Baby Bear are available at radygenomics.org. And we would love to speak to people and partners. We've been very excited with a lot of our partnerships in Michigan.
Right. That is then where we go. Stay the course. Thank you for your talents with your colleagues. And we'll continue learning about Project Baby Bear and soon Project Baby Deer here in Michigan. Dr. Faunus, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.